All right, Eli Tomac, what a night for you. First of all, you got a flat on the last lap, I heard. I blame Coker, and you don't have a paddle on, so I blame that. Is that...
That could have been a problem.
Okay.
I mean, the paddle can... I don't know.
Yeah.
Either way, it was sketchy. I went over the wall and then went flat.
Yeah.
So got through the last half lap with it, and that was that. It's crazy because every race pays the point. So
yeah,
that wouldn't have been good.
I was looking at the landing of the triple. I was kind of sitting over that. So, looked like Unadilla second moto. The bumps, the ruts. Like this track was beat.
It was very beat.
Yeah.
That one after the triple, and then it was either last lap or second to last lap over the finish line. Like, I landed in a hole. I almost blew my hand off the bars.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I just landed straight into a big pothole. So, it was rough.
Yeah.
It was just rough. And then, plus, you had some rocks in there.
Nice wheelie in the whoops. And the third man, you figured that thing out?
In the beginning, it was unintentional.
Okay.
Like, the second lap it happened, yeah, it just hooked up.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just carried it. Just kept eating.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, that actually made it really easy. And I did it, whatever, like four or five times, and that was pretty funny.
Yeah. Starts were on point tonight, really good. Kenny got you the first one, I think, and then after that, man, you were on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. I had a really good rut. I botched one of my entries into the turns, and the second to last one, I'm like at a huge hole shot, and then somehow didn't come around the first turn in first.
Yeah.
But then last moto was good.
When you're coming up with Vince, I mean, we all know Vince, you and Kenny were both like, oh shit, because he's not jumping everything and he's casing things and going sideways. Like, are you just waiting? You're just like, I'll let Kenny deal with this? Like, or sort of like, I got to get this dude right now.
Well, when I got Vince, it was, I'm like, oh, I got him. And then Kenny just came flying up the whoops in that first moto. I'm like, oh my gosh. But it was like that first moto was chaos that way. It was tough to deal with, but it's to be expected, and you gotta just try to set it up the right way.
It's almost like trying to deal with a porcupine or something. You're like, I don't know what to do.
It's tough racing them, man. Yeah.
Obviously, the goal is Anaheim and all of that. How much is that in the back of your mind when you're at this kind of event or going forward? Like, hey, you'd love to win, but you're getting race drops, you're getting gate drops, you're getting making money. But how much of that even comes to mind when you're racing? Or does it at all?
It's going to help me.
Okay. Yeah.
It's going to help me. And this track tonight was a condition I really struggle on, that I feel like I've been struggling on the past couple of years, and I thought I rode it pretty well.
Okay.
So, straight up, I've been struggling when it gets super sticky and really rutted, and I felt like I was riding good tonight through it.
Sure.
So that was a big deal for me, and we've done a little bit of testing, so it's nice that the stuff worked in a race environment.
I was just talking to Kenny. He's like, hey, I think we have to talk to these guys, organizers, about the amount of time between the races, the amount of time we have prepping on the line, like just to tweak a little bit. Do you agree, or they'll listen to you guys.
We need to get a little more dialed in with our loading procedure. Okay. But
was it too much racing, or
I had a lot of fun. It's I don't know what's right, but it's different. It's a good mix up that way. It's a little bit, the only thing I don't like about the procedure here, as well as donations and MXGP, is we don't get any mechanic assistance on the gate.
Yeah.
I'm sure my opinion doesn't matter, but it's tough and chaos because whatever.
Right.
You got something wrong with your goggles, you're trying to set your blocks, you have no assistance up there.
Kenny's talking about how he's got to start his bike too, so he's got that problem.
Yeah, it's tough. It's just different dealing with that. It's tough.
So no paddle. We know this is a whole thing that we talk about in the media. This off-road tire you got going on, is this going to be something that you think going forward?
Yeah, it is. It is, and...
Now everyone's going to get this thing.
Yeah. I mean, everyone might see it and get it, but it's what's working for me currently. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Cool.
Well, hey, man, great job tonight. Really cool. What'd you think of Canada and the fans and all of that?
It was a pleasant environment and city, and I had a good time with it, and... Yeah, it was good.
Cool, it's good.
Thank you, man.
Thanks.